Om Ajnana Dimadandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Dhena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namah.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Narayanam Namaskritya.
Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Sarasatim Vyasam Tato Jayamudiraye.
We're continuing our reading of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Today we'll be reading from Canto 7, Chapter 4. Hiranyakashipu terrorizes the universe. The text is number 42. Sa uttama shloka padara vindayor. Disheva ya kinchana sangalabdaya. Tanvan parandi vritim atmano muhur. Tu sanga dinasya manaksh. Shamam Vyadad. Sa uttama shloka padara vindayor. Nisheva yakinchana sangalabdaya. Tanvan param nivritim atmano muhur. Dusanga dinasya manakshamam vyadhad. Sa uttama shloka padara vindayor. Nisheva yakinchana sangalabdaya. Tanvan param nivritim atmano muhur. Tu sanga dhinasya manakshamam jada. Word for word. Saha. He, Prahlad Maharaj.
He, Prahlad Maharaj.
What's more, San?
Kari Parad Maharaja. Uttama Shloka Pada Aravindayo.
Uttama Shloka Pada Aravindayo.
To the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead who is worshipped by transcendental prayers.
To the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead who is worshipped by transcendental prayers.
Nishevaya.
Nishevaya.
By constant service.
By constant service.
Akinchana.
Akinchana.
Of devotees who have nothing to do with the material world.
Of devotees who have nothing to do with the material world.
Sangha,
Sangha,
in the association.
In the association.
Labdaya,
Labdaya,
obtained.
Obtained.
Tanvan,
Tanvan,
expanding.
Expanding.
Param,
Param,
highest.
Highest.
Mottamottakai.
Nivritim,
bliss.
Bliss.
Yarakobi.
Atmanaha,
of the spirit soul.
Of the spirit soul.
Muhu, constantly.
Constantly.
Dusangadhinasya.
Dusangadhinasya.
Of a person poor in spiritual understanding due to bad association.
Of a person poor in spiritual understanding due to bad association.
Manaha.
Manaha.
The mind.
The mind.
Kokoro. Kokoro. Shamam.
Shamam.
Peaceful.
Peaceful.
Vyadhat.
Vyadhat.
Made.
Made.
Translation, because of his association with perfect unalloyed devotees who had nothing to do with material nature, Prahlad Maharaj constantly engaged in the service of the Lord's lotus feet. By seeing his bodily features when he was in perfect ecstasy, persons very poor in spiritual understanding became purified. In other words, Prahlad Maharaj bestowed upon them transcendental bliss. Apparently, Prahlad Maharaj was placed in circumstances in which he was always tortured by his father. In such material conditions, one cannot have an undisturbed mind. But since bhakti is unconditional, ahetukya pratyata, Prahlad Maharaj was never disturbed by the chastisements of Hiranyakashipu. On the contrary, the bodily symptoms of his ecstatic love for the Supreme Personality of God had turned the minds of his friends, who had also been born in atheistic families. Instead of being disturbed by the torments of his father, Prahlad influenced these friends and cleansed their minds. A devotee is never contaminated by material conditions, but persons subjected to material conditions can become spiritually advanced and blissful upon seeing the behavior of a pure devotee. So we're discussing the topic of Kare Prahlad Maharaj, he Prahlad Maharaj. And particularly his relationship with Uttama Shloka Pada Aravinda means the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of God who is worshipped by transcendental prayers. Even Prahlad Maharaj's father, Hiranyakashipu, wanted to know the source of Prahlad's power. Materialists work very hard to attain various positions in this world. And they consider that if when good things happen to them, that they think, I'm very smart, I made this happen. And when bad things happen, they think there must be no God, because why would bad things happen to good people? And when good things happen to devotees, they think, I didn't deserve it. It's only the Lord's mercy. And when bad things happen, they think that I should have gotten worse. But by the Lord's mercy, he gave me some little reminder of the material nature. But whether in good circumstances or in bad circumstances, the devotees only depend on Krishna. And therefore, wherever they go, they consider their main business in life is to render service to Krishna. Lord Shiva in the Srimad Bhagavatam tells his wife Parvati, Narayana paraksarvena kutashchana pibhyati swarga pavarga narakeshu api tulyarta darshina. And that is, for devotees, whether they're in heaven or they're in hell, they consider it to be equal. Because whatever situation they're in, they're simply concerned with going on with their service. And we see in this verse the word nishevaya, which means that constantly hearing about Krishna, constant service, nishevaya. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna tells us what is the result of a person from any situation who performs constant service. He says, Mam chayo vyabhicharena bhakti yogena sevate sagunan samatityaitan brahmapuyaya kulpate. And that is that they naturally rise above the three modes of material nature. And they come to the spiritual platform. And it is also mentioned here that Prahlad Maharaj attained his transcendental status by association. Indeed, he learned how to do this constant service by associating with unalloyed devotees. And throughout the Shastra, it is the topmost recommendation for advancing in spiritual life is to get the association of unalloyed devotees. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, seventh canto, Prahlad Maharaj himself recommends this. Naishamatistabara rukramangrim sprishart yanarta pagamo yarartaha mahiyasam padarajobi shekam nishkinchananam navranita yavat. And that is, he says that there's no possibility of advancing in spiritual life without associating with unalloyed devotees. He says that one must take the dust from the feet of the devotees. It should bathe in it. Which indicates that one should fully take the association of devotees. And a similar verse appears in the Srimad Bhagavatam when Judd Bart instructs Maharaj Rahugana. Ruhuganai tattapasannayati na chejaya nirvapanadgrihadva na chandasadnaiva jalagni suryar Vina Mahatpadra Jopi, again, Rahuganaita Tapasanayati, the Chejaya Nirva Panadgrihadva, the Nachandasanaiva Jalagni Surya. I'm transposing the last line of the other verse onto this one, so someone will have to look it up. Rahuganaita Tapasanayati. In this verse, Judd Barrett tells the king, Maharaj Rahugana, a similar thing. That only by association with pure devotees can one attain perfection. So Prahlad Maharaj got his association with Narada Muni when he was in the womb. There was a battle going on between the demigods and the demons. And Hiranyakashipu was out of station. And at that time, his wife was pregnant. And the demigods kidnapped her. And they were going to keep her until she gave birth, because they reasoned that if Hiranyakashipu had an offspring, how bad that offspring was going to be. But as the demigods were taking her away, Narada Muni intervened. And he told them that actually in the womb of this woman is a great devotee. And he took her back to his own ashram. And protected her. And during that time, he instructed her in the Srimad Bhagavatam. But it wasn't just for her, it was also for the child within the womb. This is how powerful the vibration of a pure devotee is. Prita Maharaj says that when a pure devotee speaks, the sound vibration touches Krishna's lotus feet.
Huh? What's the first line again?
Rahuganaitat. Tapasanayati.
Ah, got it.
Okay. I'll come back to it in just a sec. Thank you. And so when the on Krishna's lotus feet, there's saffron particles. And so the sound vibration gets mixed with those saffron particles. And therefore the sound vibration has a higher quality. And it can transform the heart. And so when one hears the topics of Krishna from a devotee who has no material desires, these devotees are known as akinchana or niskinchana. Kinchana means something. Means everyone has something, some connection to the material world. And akinchana means not something. There's nothing there. So the devotees who have no more optimism for the material world,
から物質世界のことをそのいいところだと思わなくなった人というそういうディボーティーというのは
And who are fully enthusiastic about going back to Godhead
そして神の元に帰っていくことに非常に喜びを感じるそういうディボーティーというのは
When they speak, the vibration becomes very potent.
で、彼らがそういう人の話すときには、その音の響きというのは非常に力のあるものとなります。
And if one associates with such devotees,
そういうディボーティーとの交際を持つことによって、
then even if one is in a very materialistic condition,
自分がその物質的な状況下にあったとしても、
one's condition will change and one will also begin to become a pure devotee.
その状況が変わって、その人もまた純粋な天使になることができる。
This is confirmed by Lord Kapila.
それはカピラで、カピラによって確証されています。
He says that, what is the verse? Satam prasangam mama virya samvidoma. I'm sorry. Sayanakata Tajjoshanad Ashupavargavartmini Shadaratir Bhaktir Anukramishati. So this verse says that by association with devotees who are Akinchana, and these Akinchana devotees may be either Akinchana themselves or dedicated to following the Akinchana devotees. Satam pratangam abhiryasam vidho bhavanti hrit karna rasayana kata. But the result of that is that in their association, you'll hear this very high vibration. And it'll go in the ears and into the heart. And then one's life will change. No longer will one be dedicated to the path of materialistic advancement. But one will see the clear path back home, back to Godhead. And as one stays in that association, one will naturally advance in devotional service. One step at a time. So, it's also mentioned here that Prahlad Maharaj is showing in his bottle, in his body, he shows these ecstatic symptoms. And that when people see him, they also become affected. So in this way, just by seeing devotees, the a materialistic person, people can become transformed. So the most important medicine for the world is to have devotees available so people can associate with them. For that reason, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sent out his devotees to meet with people.
And
it's not that he waited for them to come in to their sangha. Because many people are dedicated to a materialistic life. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was dedicated to chasing after those people. And so he sent out devotees to go door to door. And to instruct people about the science of Krishna consciousness. Mahaprabhu told his followers to give people three things. The holy name, the worship of Krishna, and Krishna's instructions. So Bolo Krishna, Bajo Krishna, Koro Krishna, Shika. He said to tell people these three things. Chant Hare Krishna, worship Krishna, and learn Krishna's instructions. And follow them. And so the devotees would go door to door and meet all kinds of people. And similarly, even now, 500 years later, the followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu go to all the cities of the world. And they give their association to people. They hold open class in Bhagavad Gita. They distribute books about Krishna. They meet people and tell them about Krishna. They do radio shows. They do programs on the internet. And the idea is to expand the same vibration that Prahlad Maharaj was giving. That same vibration is carried down through the disciplic succession. The faithful followers listen very carefully and follow the instructions. And they re-present them to the world. So this is the best occupation for those who are stuck here in the material world. I've been stuck before in certain places. I once got stuck in New Delhi. When I was a brahmachari, I did a one-way ticket to India. Then I figured if they wanted me to come back, they'd just buy me a ticket. But I had been in India for 3 months. And it was time to go home. When I was done with India, I was done with India. But then I had to wait 1 week to get my ticket. And I was feeling what it's like to be stuck. And everyone's stuck here in the material world. Once you realize, like once I was in Delhi and I realized I don't want to be here anymore. I was thinking every day, this has taken a long time. 1 week was like about 5 years or something. I had to take a typing class just to keep myself... I learned how to type. And similarly, people in the material world, they realize when they come in contact with Krishna consciousness, I'm stuck here. So the best thing to do when you're stuck is to engage yourself in some meaningful service. And so the best service that one can do is to teach Krishna consciousness.
Because
when you teach, you also have to learn yourself. I see many times when new devotees go out on book distribution, they come back and they say, boy, I really should read these books. And when they read them, they're thinking, these are so good, I should distribute them. So Prabhupada said, I've established these temples as centers from which we go out to fight with Maya. And he said, to fight with Maya means to drop hundreds and thousands of books into the laps of the conditioned souls. He said, just like during wartime, you see bombs are raining from the sky like anything. These are like spiritual military centers. We have a solid program here to have association and hearing and chanting. But then we're meant to go out to spread that vibration to others. Like in Japan, it's one, it's an island, right?
Yeah.
It's one island. You have a big map of Japan on the wall. And then you figure out strategically how to take over the whole island. We should be making, developing new troops. And then deploying them in different places. Someone has to go to Hokkaido. And somebody has to go to Sendai. And someone to, where was that place where they had the... Was it Fukushima?
Hiroshima.
Where they have the nuclear... Somebody has to go to Fukushima. All these different places. Or if within one's own city, one can see various places that are strategic. Or there may be various sociological, there may be various groups that one can look at. And various plans of attack. Just like Prahlad Maharaj, in the context of this verse, every day he was teaching Krishna consciousness to his classmates. Also, it wasn't allowed in school. You couldn't teach like that. But very specifically, his father didn't want any Krishna consciousness taught anywhere. But whenever the teachers went out of the room, Prahlad Maharaj would start a little class on Krishna consciousness. So we're following in the footsteps of Prahlad Maharaj. And Prahlad Maharaj, as he said himself, he said, I came from a demoniac family. Because after Lord Nrsingadev came, all the demigods tried to pacify Lord Nrsingadev.
その半身たちがね、なんとか彼をなだめようとしました。
But he was still very angry.
でも、ナシガデバはまだまだその怒ってて、そんな収まらなかった。
So Brahma pushed forward Prahlad and said, "You try."
Brahma がでプラハダを前面に押し出してね、あなたがやってみなさいと。
He was a little five-year-old boy. And he said, all these great demigods, they're in the mode of goodness. Ramada, Yasurgana, Muniyotisidha, Satvaikatana, Gatayo, Vachasam, Bravahe. And their words are decorated because they know Sanskrit and they're perfectly illiterate.She said they're perfectly literate, sorry. And then Prahlad says, Bhaktya tu tosha Bhagavan gaja yutapaya. He remembered that, even though I feel myself unqualified because I come from a demoniac family, he said, what qualification do I have to say anything? And then he remembered Gajendra. Gajendra is an elephant. And he said, but Gajendra pleased the Lord because he sincerely offered prayers. So then Prahlad said, Viprad Vishad Guna Yatarada Vindanaba Parada Vindava Mukachva Pacham Varishtam Manyetarar Pichamano Vachine Hitarta Pranam Punati Sakulam Natubudi Manaha. He said that even if a person's born in a Brahminical family, and has all the qualities of a Brahmana, but he doesn't care for worshipping Krishna. He's not a Vaishnava. Then he said that person can't even purify himself. But he said if a person is born in a family of dog eaters, but if they have devotion in their heart for the Lord, that person can purify not only himself but his entire family. So he concludes that I should, if one tries to serve the Lord with sincerity, then the Lord will reciprocate. So we follow this example of Prahlad Maharaj by constantly hearing about Krishna and sincerely trying to teach Krishna consciousness to others. Even in places where it's not permitted. Because practically there are very few places where it's permitted. In the material world, everyone wants to control everyone else. And sometimes people wonder, why do so many people move into the city? It's so crowded. It's because they want to cheat each other. They want to be closer to other people so they can lord it over and cheat them. And then demoniac rulers get in place and they try to cheat everybody. But we like Prahlad's spirit. He didn't care for any of these demons. He didn't even care for his own father. His father said, Prahlad, what'd you learn in school today? And Prahlad was to answer, oh my dear best of the demons. I learned that association with devotees and devotional service is the best thing. His father wanted to kill him. And all over the world, people want to kill devotional service. In the schools, philosophically, they try to leave out any topics of devotional service. Prabhupada used to say it's systematic. They systematically try to make sure people don't learn about God. And in his book, Forbidden Archaeology, Jhutakarma proves that same principle. Jhutakarma. Yeah, his book, it's called Forbidden Archaeology. In any case, we'll take some reflections now.
じゃあ、その、感想ありましたらどうぞ。あの、アキンチャの、その、交際によって、そのアキンチャの、もちろん、あの、開発されてますけど、それを使って、それに使えてる人も一緒にこう、そういう境地に至ると。まあ、それは意識がそのものだと思うんですけど、
I'm also the planning and in the all over Japan, Hokkaido, and Kyushu, already Okinawa, Nagoya.
Chizu arimasu ka?
Kakimasu. So it's meditation.
In these cars, there are all maps.
Maps of maps of Japan? For conquering?
Google map is printed, Google map, yes.
Yeah, so Nitai Prabhu is a great warrior, traveling around in his tank. Yeah, people need a little association. You know, because we have association every single day, and we get to see Radha Govinda every day. And we get prasadam every day. And we get to sit and chant Hare Krishna. We get to read Bhagavatam. But we forget people don't have any of these things. What would one day in your life be if you didn't get to see Radha Govinda? You didn't get to chant Hare Krishna. No prasadam. No Bhagavatam. No even association with a devotee. Just for one day. You'd feel terrible. So what about these people? They don't have any of these things. So if someone just walks in a shop somewhere and says, here, take this little book. And there's a picture of Krishna on it. And it says, Krishna this, Krishna that. There's so many. Even if they look at it for a second, put it to the side. They got a little darshan. They saw the name of Krishna. They saw the picture of Krishna. And that book will start drilling a hole in their whole demoniac existence. So devotees like Prahlad Maharaj, they feel really sorry for people. In his prayers to Lord Nrsingadev, Prahlad said, I'm okay, I have all these things, I have Bhagavatam, I have you, I have the holy name. Even though he came from an extremely abusive family. He said, that's insignificant. But he said, I'm worried about all these people in this mad civilization. And I just want to do something to help them. What are the reflections? Yes.
Prabhu, now I'm preparing for Japanese language proficiency test.
Which level?
Second level.
Okay.
So, what I personally felt is that there's a lot of population out there who just knows Japanese, they're Japanese by voice and everything. And they just don't know what's going on here and these things. So, means we need a bilingual devotees. And means the training and education is required. Giving them books is perfectly, that's the transcendental service though. Like, but after giving the books, we have to make sure that they read the books and they get connected, the connection is required. Mita Prabhu is doing best, but a lone person, like, we need a network where we can increase the network more and more. I don't know how can I do that. あの、そういう私は今日本語の部署に準備中だけど、日本語の、あの、外はいっぱい、あの、日本人とか、あの、日本語喋ってる人がいますね。英語も喋れないし、すごく、あの、困ってるんですね。仕事中で働き者とか。で、私たちはこうやってお寺で、あの、集中して自分のことを守ってますけど、でも、バイリンギルね、あの、そういう、あの、
So every devotee should become bilingual. Become bilingual. Yes, your point is well taken. What else? Yes. Nishkinchana. The same thing as akinchana. Ni means without, a means without. So nishkinchana means without any connection, no desire for a material world. So, when the devotees asked Mahaprabhu, what is a Vaishnava? He said, asat sanga tyage vaishnavachara. He said that a Vaishnava is somebody who avoids people who are attached to the material world. And then he said, niskinchanasya bhagavan bhajano mukasya param param jugamasur bhavasagarasya. He said, this is a lamentable situation that if you associate with people who are attached to the material world, then you'll be dragged into it, into the ocean of material existence. Material existence. So we can pray to Prahlad Maharaj to pick up his mood of pure devotional service, to constantly hear from the Bhagavatam, and also to arrange our lives so that we can distribute Krishna consciousness to others. Which becomes a full-time occupation because you have to take care of people. And people are, when they take to Krishna consciousness, they're like little children. Sometimes even after 30 years, they're like little children. And we have to give of ourselves to in order to help raise them in Krishna consciousness. Anyone who dedicates his or her life to this work, follows the mood of the great acharyas like Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, Srila Prabhupada. And they'll definitely attain success in life. Om Tat Sat. Yeah?
There's a question from Okinawa Sangha that they want to know the meaning of your name.
Oh, it comes from the root word in Sanskrit, vishesha.
Sanskrit no vishesha という言葉から来てます。
Vishesha means specific or special.
Vishesha というのはね、その特定な、特別なという意味です。
And so the meaning of the word Vaisheshika is that everything within the Lord's creation is unique. Or it's a name for the Lord that means that everything that He creates is unique. Every living entity is unique. And there's no particle in the universe that's the same as another. There's no sunrise or sunset that looks exactly like another. At every second, there's uniqueness in front of our eyes. So my name means I'm the servant of that unique Lord whose creation is unique.
Just the verse from earlier in the class is 5.12.12.
5.12.12. Rahuganai tattapasanayati nachejaya nirvapanad grihadva nachandasanayava jalagni surya vina mahatpara rajobhishekam. Yeah, that means I transposed the last line of the other verse. But it's different. It's the other one, Naisham Matistava Rukraman Grim Sprishart Yanarta Pagamo Yadartaha Mahiya Sampadara Jopi Shekam Nishkinchananam Navranita Yava. Sorry for any inconvenience that I caused. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Gaur Bhaktivrinda Ki Jai, Gaur Premanande.
Nacharyar Marman, Nacharyar Marman. Nacharyar Marman, Nacharyar Marman, hey! Nacharyar Marman, Nacharyar Marman, Natchari Armarman, Natchari Armarman.